Good morning, good people. It is 2nd November 2020. We celebrate the solemn commemoration of all the faithful departed. The readings are from Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 to 9. The second reading is Romans chapter 5, verses 5 to 11. And the gospel from Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 to 30. We are invited to remember, offer prayers, penance, and sacrifices for all those who have gone before us. It is not the day of weeping, but rather hoping that the Lord's light is shining upon them in His great mercy and through our loving remembrance and prayers. The life has changed, not ended. The souls themselves cannot pray for themselves and do penance or to do any good work for themselves. Hence, we all have the responsibility, not only this day of commemoration, but all the days ahead. The Lord alone wipe our tears and make us consoled as we truly miss the significant loved ones of our lives. The Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces. Isaiah chapter 25 verse 8. The responsorial psalm praises, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." Psalm 26 verse 1. There is so much hope and salvation available to all who have gone before us. We must empty purgatory by our prayers, said Saint Padre Pio. Saint John Maria Vianney encouraged everyone to pray for the souls. We must say many prayers for the souls of the faithful departed, for one must be so pure to enter heaven. Saint John Chrysostom remind us, let us help and commemorate them. If Job's sons were purified by their father's sacrifice, why would we doubt our offerings for the dead bring them some consolation? Let us not hesitate to help those who have died and to offer our prayers for them. In the Gospel, the Lord Himself assures that our souls can have its rest only in Him and through Him. You will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 11 verse 30. The eternal life is an offer for those who love, know, believe, and serve the Lord. Praying for the departed loved ones before the Lord and remembering them with gratitude is the ongoing communion with them in the Lord. Our prayers surely bring peace, rest, and the experience of God for all loved ones in whatever the state they died. God alone knows them, forgives them. May we not stop today by shedding a few drops of tears and forget them for the rest of the year, rather to promising our continued love for them daily. Have a lovely day. God bless you.